This is Mike Kitko, and I'm a small business owner just like you. I'll never be a hustle whore or grind guru, but I do believe in having it all, health, wealth, and a life full of love. Struggle is not the goal, and sacrifice is not glamorous. I like the path of least resistance. It just takes a shift in mindset and the beliefs you hold. Do you believe that you need to sacrifice now to have what you want later? Or do you believe that you can have it all the time? Because your beliefs create your outcomes. I choose to feel wealthy, successful, and happy every day, and you get to choose for yourself. Welcome to Lead, Love, Profit, Play, where small business owners learn and choose to have it all and choose to create success without the stress. Hey, listen, if you are stuck, if you're struggling, if you're under stress in any area of your life, and I mean in your health, in your wealth, in the power of your closest relationships or your social circle, if you're just not making the progress that you want, if you're not getting the results that you expect or that you're looking to create, this message is for you. There are three, and this has been a recent like revelation. I knew there were seeds of this for the longest time, but I just put this together in my mind, and I wanted to get it out of my mind and get it onto a tape or onto tape. I'm dating myself there, but onto a recording and get it into the listener's ears. If you look at the world, okay, there's 7.88 billion people, I think is the number right now. And if you look at the poverty rate around the world, if you look at people living in poverty or in conditions that are less than stellar, or if you look at the number of people that are working in jobs that they hate, or they're just scraping by, or their quality of life isn't awesome. If you look at the number of people who are settling, who are not living soul out, who are living in a compromised state, there's a common thread. All right. And that the common thread goes back to three conditions. Number one is uncertainty. Most people on the face of the planet, human beings, right? Thinking, being, living human beings are literally trying to eliminate all uncertainty from their lives. When we have this amygdala in our skull, okay, we have this amygdala, and the amygdala is responsible for your fight, flight, or freeze response. It is a very fear-based response, okay? And what your amygdala is looking for is anything in the world that's not completely familiar, that doesn't reflect something that is familiar, that it can feel safe, secure, and certain about. Your amygdala is the size of two almonds put together, and most people are living life through that amygdala, that little piece of our biology. And that little piece of our biology controls at times all the chemistry in our entire body, that it throws out such cortisol levels, tremendous levels of cortisol, and creates so much anxiety and fear and stress and struggle. That little amygdala will throw out responses that basically paralyze human beings. And one of the greatest accelerants of this amygdala going into fight, flight, or freeze mode is uncertainty. The human form, the human anatomy, the mind and the body do not love or appreciate uncertainty. We want things at our primal level. We want things as certain as possible. In fact, we will go above and beyond, completely out of our way to try to eliminate all elements of uncertainty. Unless you develop and grow a healthy relationship with uncertainty and turn that uncertainty into opportunity or adventure or new experiences and something that's exciting. And we've all heard, guys, we've all heard that excitement and fear are very related, right? That fear is excitement without breathing. We can turn fear into excitement, and at the same time, we can turn uncertainty into adventure. In the business world, in the entrepreneurial world, uncertainty is all there is. Think about it. Every single day, we are faced with new obstacles, with new challenges, with new circumstances, with new problems to solve. Entrepreneurs, successful and wealthy entrepreneurs, we thrive on uncertainty. We thrive on adventure. We thrive on the problem that's yet to be solved. We thrive on the next problem that needs to be solved. We lean in towards uncertainty. We run at uncertainty. We get excited for uncertainty. That's the typical relationship with an entrepreneur that has grown a healthy relationship with uncertainty. But most of the world gets paralyzed by that. And that's why people go to jobs that they hate. That's why people have lives that they dread. And this is why people remain, most people that are stuck in abject poverty, because they're not willing to make a change, because change creates uncertainty. The human form loves certainty, but in reality, there is none. There's no certainty in the world. There's nothing in your day. We've heard it before. A meteor comes and just destroys the world, right? Something happens and the entire economy collapses. Like, there is no such thing as certainty, no such thing as security, no such thing as absolute safety. But yet the human form craves certainty, but we never really get there. So that's the first one. What's your relationship with uncertainty? Do you have a healthy relationship with it? If you have a healthy relationship with uncertainty, then I guarantee you that your wealth and your success reflect it. Number two is we try to avoid risk at all costs when we're in conditions and circumstances that aren't desirable. When we remain in conditions, in circumstances that aren't desirable, we are trying to avoid risk. We make the decision to remain stuck. We make the decision for the status quo. We make the decision to keep living that Groundhog Day over and over again that we hate. We make the decision to settle for the results that we're getting, the outcomes that we're getting, because we're risk averse. Because that amygdala prefers unfamiliar or prefers familiar discomfort rather than unfamiliar risk that will propel you and move you forward. Your amygdala would rather keep you stuck in a familiar, uncomfortable spot than to take a risk and to move forward. I work with a lot of real estate investors. I love real estate investors because they're super growth oriented and the really wealthy and successful and happy real estate investors, they are surrounded. They are in the middle of tremendous amounts of risk, but it's healthy risk. They go into debt, healthy debt, to fund assets that over time will become fully funded, fully paid for by somebody else. And they negotiate deals which minimize the risk, but there's always an element of risk there. And then they leverage, they use other people's money to fund real estate deals, knowing that at any point, if something went upside down, they'd owe tremendous amounts of money to other people. But yet they still assume that risk because they've grown a healthy relationship with risk. And they understand that it's moving through risk that you actually get the reward. Healthy risk, assuming healthy risk, taking healthy risk, moves you again into a place of results and of returns and rewards that minimizing risk or avoiding risk, it doesn't let you get there. I don't know one successful human being, one wealthy human being that hasn't traversed and walked through risk or is in the midst of risk right now. But just like uncertainty, it's growing a healthy relationship with uncertainty. This is growing a healthy relationship with risk. And allowing risk, healthy risk, healthy growth-oriented risk, to permeate your entire life. Because without unhealthy risk, there's no healthy reward. And lastly, and this is probably the most painful of all of these three conditions, we've got the uncertainty, right? Trying to absolutely negate uncertainty. We've got avoiding risk. Lastly, and the most painful of them all is we try to prevent death. Think about this. There's one thing that's certain in your lifetime. One thing. You can say taxes and whatever. There are places, it doesn't matter. That's a different discussion. But you are not going to avoid physical death. You're not going to. Now, the spiritual side of me says we have a body, we have a mind, but we are a soul. We are an eternal, infinite, loving, abundant, prosperous soul. That's our true nature and our true identity. We are the ever living soul, spirit, God consciousness in a human form. But I get off my soapbox there. But your mind and your body will cease to exist. They will perish. Your life, the life that you have right now in this human form, will 100% chance it will perish. It will extinguish. It will die. You will die. The form of you, not the spirit of you, but the form of you will die. But if you look at some of the behavior, if you look at some of the choices, if you look at some of the directions, if you look at how human beings settle in their life, most people who are settling for circumstances below what they would choose otherwise, all they're trying to do is prevent death. And we settle for so much less because we're trying to prevent death. Stoics. I love studying Stoic philosophy, and some of the greatest Stoics in the world, the Marcus Aureliuses of the world and Senecas, what they taught and what they what they helped other people understand is that when you fall in love with death and you fall in love with the concept and the idea and the premise that your life will end, then you can truly start to live. When you recognize that you're not responsible, you don't control your first inhale, you don't control your last exhale, but you absolutely control all your choices in between. But there, it's certain that you did have a first breath, and it's certain that you will have a last breath. What are you doing between those breaths? Are you living soul out, or are you compromising, trying to live forever? Are you living a life that where you're trying to protect yourself and guard your life, like you have any chance of living forever? Or are you literally putting your life on the line every day to be able to create adventure and to be able to live wealthier, more successful? And when I say put your life on the line, I'm not saying put yourself in front of a train. I'm saying put yourself into circumstances that allow you to truly taste and drink of the nectars of life. Do you allow yourself, do you put yourself in positions that are going to let you feel what life really feels like? Or are you trying to protect yourself and guard yourself so that maybe you'll squeeze a couple more months of your life out? The average human being lives 77 years, 80 years. Maybe I'm almost 50. Maybe by the time I'm 49 this month. But maybe by the time I'm 70, maybe the life expectancy will be 90. I don't know. Maybe it is now. But the point being is that's not a lot of time when you look at it. When you look at the universal timeline and the billions of years that the universe has been around, but yet we're trying to squeeze a couple more months, a couple more years out at the expense of living now. It doesn't make any sense. One of the best exercises I've ever done in my time of personal development and personal growth, my coach walked me through an exercise where I literally saw my corpse rotting and fell in love with that corpse. Now that sounds really, really awful. But when you fall in love with the fact that you will die, you can truly start to live. And it's by trying to stave off death. It's by trying to prevent death that causes you to just live a mediocre, below average, mundane, Groundhog Day, lemming-like automaton in a machine created by a society that just needs a bunch of factory workers. And we never truly feel, most of us, if you look at society, most of us never truly feel what life really is about. So we peel it back, guys. We've got three areas that will suck the living life out of you, that will help you stay stuck, that will help you and keep you trapped and embroiled in struggle and stress and a life that's not well lived and in conditions and circumstances that you wouldn't choose for yourself, but you settle for. Three things that would prevent you from taking that next step, from making that call, from taking that chance, by adventuring in that to do that thing that you want to do, from walking that trail that you want to walk, from doing that, from bungee jumping that you want to bungee. There's only three things. One is trying to eliminate uncertainty from your life. Make sure that you're certain. Number two is to try to avoid risk. And number three is to try to prevent death. If you don't feel like you're living, or if you feel like you're settling, Look into those three, your relationship with those three. And I think you'll find the answer somewhere inside. And as you grow healthier relationships with uncertainty, risk, and death, I think you'll find that life truly is worth living if you live soul out. To access powerful tools and content to create more wealth, success, and happiness in your life, or to join the Happy Millionaire community, visit www.livesoulout.com.